Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. The official NHC clock says 9 a.m. Eastern. Now let's get the update on Hurricane Dorian. Latest update that we have now, 90 miles east-northeast of Daytona Beach, 105-mile-an-hour winds, still moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour. And starting off with the radar, you can still see that pronounced center and some of these rain bands. So most of the winds, the hurricane force winds offshore. However, these rain bands can get tropical storm force winds just battering the coastline with the waves and the water and also the wind and the heavy rain. We do expect this to keep on moving towards the north. The updated forecast that we have continues to push it north. So the best way to look at it is the timeline, this being 2 a.m. on Thursday. So continuing to move during the day today and into tonight, and then 2 p.m. Thursday off the South Carolina coast, really close to the coastline there, and then 2 a.m. Friday off the North Carolina coast and onshore there, really close to the coastline. In the cone could mean it could be a little onshore. So we're going to watch that with time. Just small differences can make a big difference in the winds that we get. And then eventually getting out into the Atlantic at 2 a.m. on Saturday. So we'll be dealing with this hurricane for a while. And we have the hurricane warnings up for the portion of the Florida coast, also through portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. As hurricane force wind conditions could be expected within 36 hours. And then the watch area, Outer Banks through North Carolina, where hurricane conditions could be expected within 48 hours. So we're watching it real close. When we start looking at the impacts, one of the big impacts that we have, of course, is the wind, and we'll get into the water. Some arrival times, just for planning purposes, getting things ready, listening to those local officials, and really getting out of harm's way. So the arrival times, this is tropical storm force winds arrival times, getting ready, you know, throughout the later on this evening through Georgia. And then look at this, even into North Carolina, South Carolina, through the day on Thursday morning and through the evening spreading northward. And that really means, well, you got to have things ready. It's too dangerous to be outside carrying a piece of plywood or being on a ladder when there's tropical storm force winds. So the big other thing we got to talk about is always about the water dangers. One of them is rainfall. Let's look at the latest forecast for the rainfall from the Weather Prediction Center. Look at these values, 10 to 15 inches in the red area there, and that covers portions of South Carolina, North Carolina. Very dangerous. But look at the large area of 6 to 10 inches, and that's in orange. Let's highlight that through North Carolina, South Carolina, and even right on the coast there of Georgia. So a small change in that track could bring some of those higher values inward. So let's look at the storm surge. Very dangerous, the most dangerous part about these hurricanes. Some of the values here with a storm surge warning and storm surge watch from Georgia and Florida all the way up through the Carolinas and even a portion of Virginia there around Norfolk. 4 to 6 in North Carolina around the Outer Banks, 4 to 7, and some of that could stretch inland. So we'll have to watch for that. Know your zone, get out of harm's way. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.